1, Series D, 16. The most important part of your job as operators of the expendable radiosonic buoy equipment is that you be able to recognize and interpret the sounds made by submarines maneuvering underwater. There is only one way for you to develop this ability, that is, to listen to such sounds and study them many, many times. This series of phonograph records has been prepared for just that purpose. Play them over and over until you become completely familiar with those particular sounds which mean a submarine. Water, you will recall, is a very good conductor of sound. As a result, it is never completely quiet underwater. The slapping and swishing of the waves breaking on the surface, the roar of the surf, the gurgling of the current formed by some obstacle, all of these combine to make a background of noise which is picked up by the hydrophone. The intensity of this background noise depends upon the depth of the water, its roughness, the nearness to shore, and so on. Sounds produced by submarines may, however, be picked out of this general background quite readily because they have a distinctive rhythm and quality. The chief sources of sounds made by a submarine traveling underwater are first the churning of the water by the propeller blades. This produces a rhythmic swishing sort of sound such as is now heard. Second, the electric motors, as in the following example. Third, the propeller shaft, which at very low speeds sometimes produces a sloshing sort of noise at each revolution. This is plainly shown in example 3. The sounds from the older types of submarines are usually of the first kind, that is, the rhythmic beating propeller noise. The larger, modern subs, on the other hand, may more often be distinguished by the second type of sound, that is, the vacuum cleaner-like hum. Now and then, a distinct rhythm of the propeller shaft may also be heard. You will now hear some typical examples of submarine sounds. It should be remembered that these examples represent better and perhaps louder sounds than will normally be encountered. You will later have the opportunity of hearing the same sounds under disturbed conditions, which are more nearly what you will encounter in actual practice. It should be pointed out at this time that these sounds are those made by American submarines and are not necessarily the same as those made by the enemy subs. Example number 1 is of a small submarine running at a speed of 5 or 6 knots. As we have already pointed out, the characteristic sound for this type sub is the rhythmic swish produced by the propeller blades. In this particular example, the sub starts at some distance from the hydrophone and runs past it. The propeller beat is predominant at the start. As the sub nears the hydrophone, the motor noise becomes more distinct.